Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The McKinley Township Board of Trustees have set a meeting time for tomorrow, Wednesday, the 19th of August at 7:30 p.m. The McKinley Township Board of Trustees will be having their meetings at the Pigeon District Library. And the Pigeon District Library is located at 7236 Nitz Street in Pigeon. Again, that meeting is at the Pigeon District Library tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. And another news for today. The owner of the International Drag Strip in Mayfield Township, William Jennings, age 53, was sentenced to serve 6 years behind bars for violating federal weapon laws. Jennings was found guilty for illegally possessing firearms by a convicted felon. According to federal law, felons cannot ever own or possess a firearm and/or ammunition. Jennings of Lapeer bought the racetrack about 8 years ago and spent millions of dollars doing repairs and upgrades for the track that is at the Rods Lake Road Center. The racetrack has operated since the mid-1960s. In May, the Mayfield Township Board of Trustees approved special amendments to its zoning ordinances in order to allow races on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and to allow the business to operate expanded hours on those days. With the owner now going to prison, the fate of the business is uncertain. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
I never considered myself to be a heavy drinker. At first, I only drank with friends, then to get through the day. I hit rock bottom when I realized I was choosing alcohol over my family. That's when I made the call. With my doctor's help, I was diagnosed with alcohol use disorder. Now, I'm getting to the root of my addiction and finding better ways to cope.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning us now to your news for the hour. The city of Harbor Beach is among the municipalities that have approved ordinances regarding green energy. The city council approved amendments to city ordinances regarding utility-scale battery energy storage systems and utility-scale solar systems. Some of the changes to the ordinance include requirements for applications, drainage and stormwater, setbacks, fire protection, site plans, as well as changes to definitions and operational standards. The amendments also include requirements for insurance, permits, decommissioning obligation, financial security, annual reporting, and much more. A copy of the updated ordinance can be viewed at the Harbor Beach City Hall at 766 State Street. And another news for today. When the 2026 through 2027 academic school year begins in the Almont Community School District, there will be two new administrators greeting the students. The district's Board of Education has approved hiring Ron Jacobs as the high school principal and Tanya Phillips as the principal for the Orchard Primary School during the district's last board meeting. The starting salary of Jacobs is $117,500, and the starting salary for Phillips is $97,500. Jacobs is the former principal of Corona High School, and Phillips was the dean of students at the Augray Sims School District. The vacancies at Almond Schools came about when a high school principal, Addison Spear, resigned to accept the assistant principal position at Oxford High School. The opening for principal at Orchard Primary occurred when Adam Bruno resigned in order to move out of state with his family. Hiring Phillips and Jacobs were both recommended by the district's hiring committee. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Tuesday, August 18th of 2026. Raymond Ferezik, age 86 of Port Hope, passed away on August the 16th of 2026. Cremation of Raymond Ferezik has already taken place, and Memorial Mass will be on Thursday, August the 20th at 11 a.m. at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish, with interment to take place at a later date. Friends may gather at the church on Thursday beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and memories can be shared online at ramseyfh.com. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.